Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss mortality consequences from avoiding estrogen in hysterectomized women. In the 1990s, more than 90% of hysterectomized women in their 50s used estrogen therapy, or ET. Following the initial publications of findings from the Estrogen Progestin Therapy Women's Health Initiative clinical trial in 2002, the use of hormone therapy declined substantially. Currently, some 30% of women post-hysterectomy use ET. Findings from the ET Alone Women's Health Initiative trial found that among women aged 50 to 59 years, ET reduces mortality when compared with placebo. Although most of this reduction in mortality related to fewer deaths from coronary heart disease, declines in breast cancer mortality were also observed. In a recent issue of the American Journal of Public Health, investigators calculated the excess mortality which occurred among U.S. women aged 50 to 59 years as a consequence of non-use of ET during the decade from 2002 through 2011. Estimates of excess premature mortality attributed to non-use of ET in this population for these 10 years ranged from approximately 19,000 up to 92,000 women. By pointing out the negative health consequences resulting from declines in estrogen use among U.S. menopausal women who have undergone prior hysterectomy, Dr. Philip Sorrell and his colleagues at Yale and in Italy have performed a valuable service to women's health clinicians and to our patients. Clinicians and women have been confused regarding the findings of the WHI hormone therapy clinical trials in two important ways. First, there has been a failure to distinguish between the safety profiles of ET versus estrogen progestin therapy. Second, there has been a lack of recognition that the risk-benefit profile of HT is more favorable in younger, recently menopausal women than in older women. This uncertainty has led many clinicians and women to fear and avoid HT. I see the results of this unwarranted fear in my practice here in Jacksonville, with highly symptomatic, recently menopausal women, patients who are, in fact, appropriate candidates for HT, rejecting the most effective treatment for their symptoms. Estrogen therapy, as with all medications, has risks as well as benefits. For instance, oral estrogen increases risk of venous thrombosis as well as stroke, while long-term use of estrogen progestin therapy increases breast cancer risk. The current overblown fears result in avoidance of hormonal therapy, leading many appropriate candidates to miss out on the symptom relief, prevention of osteoporosis, and treatment of symptomatic genital atrophy hormone therapy can offer. This provocative report appropriately points out that wholesale avoidance of HT can also have important negative public health consequences. Thank you. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.